there. Good to see you from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Virginia Cha. Thanks for checking in with us today. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Oh, some deadly brush fires down under, some perhaps intentionally set. Australia's prime minister calls it mass murder. The death toll from the devastating blaze stands at more than 150 right now. Many of the residents that did make it out watched as their homes burned.
All I've got left is what I stand up in my bag. And my house.
It's all right, Mum.
My house, 25 years, it's gone. I've worked so hard to get that house.
Harrowing ordeal. At least 500,000 acres have been blackened, more than 800 homes destroyed. Arson investigators are underway launching an investigation trying to figure out how the fires might have been set. A major fire lighting up the sky in Beijing. Our eye reporters captured these pictures as an unoccupied luxury hotel burned. Now, no one was inside. There are no injuries. It happened in the final hours of the Chinese Lunar New Year as people set off fireworks across the city. The search is underway to find the crew of a small plane that crashed near Puerto Rico last night. The U.S. Coast Guard says it's found some debris that may be from that plane, but they're still looking for the six people who were on board. The private plane crashed in the ocean last night on the way from the Dominican Republic. President Obama going on the road to try to sell his economic stimulus plan. Mr. Obama will travel to Elkhart, Indiana today, which has been hit hard by unemployment. Meantime, debate is continuing in the Senate on that economic stimulus plan. Some Republicans criticizing the now $800 billion stimulus package, saying it spends too much and will lead to a, quote, financial disaster. The car company Nissan says it is cutting its workforce by 20,000. The automaker is also eliminating bonuses for the company board of directors and reducing board member salaries by 10%. Nissan's CEO says the company planners' worst expectations about the world economy have been met or surpassed. We invite you to stick around with us here at CNN.com for news 24/7 from all around the world. Of course, we will have updates for you right here throughout the day.